we now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is Wednesday, 29th day of August 2012, and we got foreign troops crawling all over us, government buying millions of rounds of ammo, giant black tanks, armored vehicles. They're on the news saying, look out, the gun owners and veterans are terrorists. They're the enemy. They're going to attack any minute. It's just total bizarreness. We've got judges out in places, in Texas saying they're going to fight the New World Order. I mean, it's entering just crazy land. I wish it wasn't all happening. We've got all these different sources saying get ready for all Haiti to break loose in September. We got about 5 minutes left. Steve, lay out from your sources how this would unfold. Cyber attack, things go down, riots, and then what, we beg for the troops? I mean, what happens?
Well, they want a 2 to 4 week period where everybody turns loose on everybody. By the way, Alex, concurrent with this, the internet goes down, all communications go dead, except the military communications and their high rack and all their new trunk system. And by the way, they know every single police officer, his allegiance, his alliance, and his stuff. So let's say a police force has 100 officers and 5 of them are considered, they're not team players. In other words, they won't go along with the New World Order. The 5 will be locked out of the trunk communication system. Everything's digital. 95 people get the order. The 5 guys will be set up for the other 95. The blue list goes into effect. That's when the foreign troops have their pre-assigned targets to assassinate. By the way, let me tell you something. When I started talking about GPSing the front doors for Hellfire missiles, a former helicopter gunship pilot called me. He said, Steve, he said, we have sealed orders and we have all our targets assigned to us in the areas that we'll be dispatched from. So understand, Alex.
Well, pilots have complained that they've been ordered to go around and practice attacking U.S. cities, not just for foreign targeting. They're practicing for U.S. cities.
Well, or U.S. individuals. And, I mean, you said the other day, I think, when we were on your TV show that you had, you saw a drone over you. And the point is, here's what I'm trying to get across to everybody, okay? If what's obvious, now look, what's obvious, everybody's hoping, and this is where hope is good, but misplaced hope is maddening. What will make a difference? Here's what will make a difference. If every man, woman, and fighting person in the military and in the police departments understands, that's why I spend the time I do, that's why you spend.
And you're already on a list if you're a patriot, they already know. Yep. So speak out now and pray. And let everybody know that there is a takeover happening, because no one can deny the takeover's here. The question is, how severe is it?
Well, can I tell you something? It's terminally severe. You, Alex Jones, cannot interview Greifswald from the Weather Underground days and then see all of those same people now coming into play, the mentors of the current administration and all of Obama's hierarchy. You cannot have a national law. Listen, the man of perdition, the Bible talks about, is lawlessness. And lawlessness is defined as each man doing that's what's right in his own sight. And now you've got people saying that, look, the Constitution's irrelevant, the Bill of Rights is irrelevant, and to the degree that our founding fathers said it's designed for a moral people and the people lose their morality, that's why the effective communist protocols and globalist mind speak and mind control. By the way, concurrent with all this going down, getting back to your question, that's when they turn on the Gwen Towers, okay? The electromagnetic, if you will, numbing and dumbing down the mind control.
So that's their, well, they admitted in the major paper, it was the Baltimore Sun, 12 years ago, they bragged the CIA and DARPA had set up with the tower systems that can manipulate our minds and calm us. That was in the newspaper.
Absolutely. Under 4 hertz, you go to sleep. Over 6 hertz, you go agitated. And that's where, and please, everybody, this is not a pitch, but you've got to read my zombie series on my website. This is, Alex, when they articulate, when they integrate the radio frequency, when they turn on the power to basically energize a lot of the stuff that's been put into the chemtrail spraying. I mean, they're not only talking about zombie protocols, they're talking about generating the zombie apocalypse.
And by that, you're talking about a bunch of people out of their minds running around.
Yes,
crazy.
Yes, yes.
They can do that spraying PCP on people, too. Amazing. Steve Quayle, we got to talk more as this unfolds. His website, stevequayle.com. I'm Alex Jones of Infowars.com. Retransmission starts now. See you on the nightly news, 7 o'clock Central, prisonplanet.tv. Stay with us. For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Gentlemen, we are live, another worldwide transmission against tyranny in defense of liberty. I am your host, Alex Jones, waging war on corruption, crashing through the lies and disinformation. We are going to be covering the fact today that Ron Paul did get blocked out of the delegate process so that it could not be revealed that he had a very strong showing. Ron Paul, of course, has now gone public with the fact, we already knew this, it was clear, that he was offered a speaking slot if it could be pre-approved by the Republican Party, by Mitt Romney's people, and Ron Paul would not do that. Rand Paul obviously did, so that he could have a speaking slot, and Rand Paul's positioning himself to be able to run for president and probably win down the road. Certainly better than somebody like a Barack Obama. I would love to have Rand Paul as president compared to somebody like Barack Obama. But at the same time, there's obviously a video clip up at Infowars.com that breaks down hot mic catches Republican praising censorship of Ron Paul. And Paul Watson's article says, well, obviously it wasn't on purpose, because then they reread the delegates for Ron Paul. But one time the audio is completely off while they're doing it, getting to Ron Paul. And then again, right when they say Ron Paul, the second time it fades down. And then the chair lady who's up there says, say that again. No one could hear it. And they say it again, and you can finally hear delegates for Ron Paul. But before that happens, you hear somebody laughing, going, good job, whoever's running the mic, cutting that off. You hear other people going, and this is this attitude. We saw that in Iowa. We saw that unfold in Iowa, where we had the Republicans bragging, even on radio shows, look, the fix is in. Doesn't matter if Ron Paul wins, he's going to be dealt with. And sure enough, there was fraud. And there was fraud in Maine. And then there was fraud everywhere else. And so the issue is, A, Ron Paul, in my view, did not complain enough about that. He didn't want to look like a sore loser, but I mean, when it's fraud, it's fraud. You've got to expose it. And at the same time as well, I think, you know, Ron Paul did kind of go along with Rand and not make a big issue out of the fact that his delegates were being shut down so that Rand would get a speaking slot. And these speaking slots are not that big a deal nowadays, unless it's the vice president or president's speech. So there's still this love affair with mainstream television or mainstream airtime. I have been on basically everything. True TV, Discovery Channel, History Channel, HBO, Trio. I've been in films in major movie theaters nationwide with major movie stars. I have been on the cover of magazines, the cover story in magazines, you name it. And I'm telling you, mainstream television is not what it used to be. I will say, when I went on The View, I got a huge response, because that thing does have like 10, 15 million viewers. But I've been on Geraldo Rivera. I've been on it all. I mean, hundreds of things. To the point of now, I don't even return phone calls most of the time when the BBC calls or Fox News calls or CNN calls. I mean, I don't even return their calls to go on. In fact, Chris, who's one of the producers, I guess head producer in there trying to organize everything, now he's like, okay, here's the BBC. Okay, here's this, here's that. And I'm like, nope, not doing it. Not doing it anymore. I mean, I'm really getting to the point where what's the point of having History Channel, Discovery Channel, PBS here? What's the point of having the CBC here? What is the point? What is the point? And I'm not going off into a tangent bragging that, hey, I've been, you know, all over the media. I've been everywhere, man. My point is, I don't get the absolute groveling that people go through to get on television. Here's an example. I've had people starry-eyed go, oh, you were on Andrew Napolitano's Fox News show. Wow. They mentioned you on Freedom Watch back when that was on. And Andrew Napolitano is a nice guy. He's an intelligent guy. I really like him. But the show on Fox Business was number two on there and had 150,000 viewers. I mean, that's nothing. Fox Business doesn't have a lot of viewers. The biggest Fox TV shows have 3 million viewers. Bill O'Reilly. By the time Beck left, he was down to 2 million or less. I am just tired of Emperor's New Clothes. I mean, I'm really sick of it. I'm really tired of it. I remember I was in New York to go on The View and CNN and a bunch of other shows last year. Barely went, because I had like five shows lined up. And I thought, all right, if they'll fly me to New York for The View, I'll do all these other shows. The View said, we're not going to fly you first class. I said, I'm not coming then. Because I didn't even figure they'd put me on. I said, okay, well, nice talking to you. And they called. They said, fine. They called back an hour later. They go, you're really saying no to The View. And I said, yeah, I don't care. So they go, okay, you get your first class ticket. You get your nonstop. Just because I'm not going to be, they will get you the cheapest airplane and land you three times. You'll waste a whole day. You might not even get there half the time. There are storms. You get there, and I just don't want to be around it. All the fake people, all the desperate producers and people running around, you know, groveling to a bunch of nobodies like Barbara Walters. I mean, I don't care. And so my whole issue is I don't get jumping through a bunch of Republican hoops to get on the national convention. Whoop-dee-doo. I mean, my point is the old system really is a joke. It really is a legend in its own mind. Now, I'll stay up all night to go on Coast to Coast AM. You know why? Because it's got about 6 million listeners an hour. 6 million listeners an hour. Upwards of 16 million listeners a night. I can go on that show and watch an additional million people visit InfoWars.com on top of the million that already visited every day. The Drudge Report links to it. Links to us. 500,000 if it's a little link down at the bottom. But it's a top link. We've seen 3 million additional visitors off one link at drudgereport.com. That's media. That's power. So, I mean, I'm here to tell you what has power. Big talk radio shows and things like drudgereport.com. That's it. And then down the chain, infowars.com. And I've got all this news, all this information to cover. I will be honest, I've been jogging more and starting to do some weightlifting, and I think I pulled a muscle in my back, so I'm in excruciating pain right now. It hurts to even breathe, but I'm going to maintain here today. If I sound a little bit distracted, please don't call in and tell me you feel sorry for me. I'm just telling you so that if I sound a little bit out of it here and there, it's because I've got a muscle that's pulled or sprained in my back. I need to lay off swimming 2 miles in icy water and the big natural spring here in town. I don't even know why I went off into that. I'm just so sick of the marveling at things that are a joke. It's just, and the way people take themselves so seriously and the way they're legends in their own minds. I mean, if you look at Media Matters, run by the White House and George Soros on record, or Think Progress, run by the same parties, they sit there and arbitrate to everyone and say they're in charge of reality and say they're nonpartisan and not connected to George Soros when they're publicly financed by him in the White House. Total deception, total lies, sworn in their own memos to infiltrate free press and destroy it. White House transition chief is the head of it, of Think Progress. And they sit there and pretend like they control reality, and that's where MSNBC gets its talking points. The biggest shows on MSNBC say they have 800,000 viewers, and it came out in Nielsen ratings. The minute I saw the headline that Nielsen had been caught faking ratings for money, I said, when I read this, it's going to be MSNBC. And I read the article, and MSNBC was one of the culprits with fake ratings. They don't even have 800,000 viewers at a time. I mean, these people are a joke. But they're arrogant legends in their own minds. Listen, it's over for the ruling elite. It's over for the Federal Reserve crowd. It's over for the kleptocracy bankers. It's over. They want to sick the giant welfare class that doesn't know how to tie their shoelaces in many cases against those of us that are still producers. They want to bring in socialism at the grassroots and have their corporate global fascism that's exempt from all their own regulations offshore. They want to try to get our guns. They want to try to brainwash our kids in schools. They want to try to get all this stuff done. It's dead on arrival. You're seeing the beginning of the end of these people. They can censor the web. They can come in and shut people down. It's over. Even if there's no one there to rival you because you destroy all the alternative media or infiltrate it and take it down, no one believes you. No one likes you. You're a fraud wrapped in a scam with an icing of baloney. And that's all I have to say. I don't want anything to do with a sinking, rotting establishment that is on its way out. The zombie banks, all of it, are just that. Reanimated, dead corpses of a political dead system that is only still crawling because you suck off of the productive people. We'll get into the hurricane, a ton of news. Stay with us. We'll be back. Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are constantly suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural nutritional supplement that aids ailing bodies, usually within weeks. It has an exclusive formula of wildcrafted organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects from prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Visit HBExtract.com to learn more. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. Visit HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul. Y de improviso en el viento la vida me llevó. Y me hizo volar en el cielo infinito.
Sources for 14 years in Louisiana, always an impeccable source, is in the hurricane in Plaquemine Parish, Louisiana, and said that the levee has broken there. And that was about 10 minutes before the show. He said there's people on top of their houses. He was there helping them with the fire department, and that he was going to get back with us. Now the cell phone goes right to voicemail, looking like we've lost cell phone service. So if anybody's in Plaquemine and has got a phone and can confirm this or tell us what you're seeing, you know, they're reporting in some areas the water's gone over levees. This is as the real bulk of the hurricane goes on shore now. And pray for folks in Louisiana because they don't just have the water to worry about. The feds love any excuse to come and raid homes and rob and loot and steal guns. The police in the area obviously will enjoy robbing your homes, raping your wife or daughters, and robbing jewelry stores and Walmart. So government is obviously going to be the big whammy, not just the hurricane. Talking to Charles last night, though, about what he witnessed back in 7 years ago in Katrina to the day, he said police from all over the U.S. were leaving as they watched the New Orleans police robbing people and making women show their breasts for water and other things. So I'm not saying police nationwide act like this, but definitely super bad news in areas of Louisiana, which I just don't understand how anybody could act like that. But I guess they're criminals. I mean, I guess that's what criminals do. So we're going to be going over all of that. Hurricane Isaac pounds Louisiana. Water pours over levee. I got to say, though, if I was a cop or even a citizen and saw cops doing that, why'd the police from Texas and other areas just leave when they saw the police looting and busting in doors and breaking old women's jaws? I would have stopped them. I mean, don't you have a duty to stop someone committing a crime? So I guess I can't say they're good. Of course, I haven't been in that situation, so I probably shouldn't judge him. I just don't know how we've gotten to this point where we just sit there and like, oh, well, you're evil, so you'll be the boss, and we won't challenge what you're doing. Hurricane Isaac pounds Louisiana. Water pours over levee. This is out of USA Today. Just came out again in the last hour. They pounded Louisiana with heavy rains and damaging winds today, as forecasters said the storm surge and serious flooding will likely continue through the night. Isaac was still maintaining Category 1 hurricane strength, but just barely, with sustained winds of 75 miles an hour. Well, that's the thing. If it stalls over Louisiana, look out. It'd be better, many experts say, if it just kept barreling on through and disseminating its water evenly, not all in one spot. The National Hurricane Service Center reported it was located directly over Houma, Louisiana, which is about 45 miles southwest of New Orleans, southwest. So it's dumping water right on New Orleans. The storm was crawling to the northwest at just 6 miles an hour. That is bad news. That is bad news. They report upwards of 14 plus billion spent on the repair and expansion of the levees. Well, there's a reason the people in the rural areas have houses on stilts that are cheap. It's so they get destroyed. They're not out of luck. But New Orleans has been sinking since they built it 400 years ago. It's one of the oldest cities in the United States, North America, Western cities. And all I can say is New Orleans may not be savable long term. I know there's globalist plans to move everybody out of there and so they can turn it into a big industrial zone. And I'm not saying that that is a good idea. But I think they should say, you know, that people need to build houses on stilts and things. But instead, the feds are going to come in there and take everybody's guns if these levees break. And again, he talked to the producer, our producer, about 10 minutes before airtime, Plaquemine Parish, and was waiting. Charles, we know his last name. He's one of our good sources, but he's got family in law enforcement. We'll just leave it at that. And in the fire department, we're not going to say who he is, because last time he said his name, there was a bunch of repercussions with his family. And others. Well, he exposed the police shooting and killing people trying to get out of the city. So it was his original reports that helped bring some of those folks to justice. So he's a very good source. And Chris is emphatic. He said, waiting to get on the air, I should have just recorded it right before the show when we had him. The Plaquemine Parish levee is broken. Now, I don't know. That's what Charles said. And he's been on a caller for 14 years, reporting stuff for us for 7. So we'll find out what's happening with that. Okay, I got a bunch of other news. Of course, new Navy SEAL lies dealing with Obama. We've got a bunch of other news on false flags from DHS sources.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com. And your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
My name is Frank Bates, and I've got some urgent news for you. Did you know that a solar storm in 1989 caused an enormous blackout in Quebec? Here's the really bad news. Experts are predicting that solar storms will get really severe over the next year, and our electric grid is extremely vulnerable. In fact, the Wall Street Journal reported that we could soon face blackouts lasting weeks or months, leaving major parts of the USA temporarily uninhabitable. Are you prepared for this coming crisis? Watch the video at 123offgrid.com for a simple trick for generating your own off-grid power so that no matter what happens, your home will be a little island of light and warmth, even if it's dark everywhere else. And as a nice little bonus, you'll also slash your power bill. Protect your home by watching the free video at 123offgrid.com. Simply do what the video at 123offgrid.com says, and you'll be more prepared than 98% of people. Go to 123offgrid.com now. 123offgrid.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, we are here live. And then, of course, we come back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. live Central. And there is InfoWars Nightly News as well. InfoWars Nightly News. Gotta love that guitar. I'm sorry. Right there. Continuing 7 o'clock Central with InfoWars Nightly News that you can watch at InfoWarsNews.com or PrisonPlanet.tv. You know, I mentioned this several times in the last few days, but never even really got into it. But I will coming up in a moment because it dovetails with several issues. Scientists successfully hack brain to obtain private data. Cyborg tissue in half living cells, half electronics. Really chilling. But first, this new report that just came out yesterday, a pill that treats and tells. Now, I remember 2 years ago We published a natural news article. We posted it talking about patents for pills with microchips and saying they would use this and put it in all pills to make people only take pills that have the tracker chips so we can be surveilled. And we got contacted by the PR firm of the big pharma company saying, that's inaccurate, take that down. We're not going to, make people take these pills. And, of course, we refused and kept the story up. But my point is that they're like, oh, no, this won't ever be used to force you all to ingest tiny microchips so that we can track what you're taking and what you're doing. But then sure enough now, there's a whole bunch of companies coming out with all of this information. Yeah, that was the story right there. That Mike Adams did at naturalnews.com. We had it up at Infowars.com. Big Pharma to begin microchipping drugs, and they went absolutely ape over that. Well, now it's a whole bunch of companies, and here it is in Reuters. Let me just cover it now since I mentioned it. If you have trouble remembering whether you took your pills on time, your medicine may soon have the answer for you. Oh, isn't that nice? I don't need to even remember anything. Who needs to know how to do math? I have a calculator. Who needs to walk? I can, just have robot legs. Of course, all this has government backdoors in it. Pills for anything from common cold to diabetes or cancer can be embedded with a tiny ingestible chips. Yeah, that are going in all the major products, too, which they admit at the big consortium meetings for the RFID is called smart dust, so they can track everything in real time, not just your cell phone, but everything, and have the smart meters. Even if you don't have one in your house, they have smart meters that read your meter, where those will now interface with all your devices, including these. It's all admitted. They have whole maps of MIT of how they're going to control us and track us and decide how hot your house can be or how cold. The digital feedback technology devised by Redwood City, California-based Crotus Digital Health, Inc., there's a whole bunch of these companies, can also prompt patients to take their medication and even ask them to take a walk if they have been active too long. Oh, great! It bosses you around! Yeah, I saw an article 5 years ago out of a Florida paper. Remember exactly where. The point is, it was all over the news. You've seen it. Where the government gives grants to old people to live in these managed communities where everything in their refrigerator is tracked. There's smart meters on the house. And then it tells them when to eat. It makes sure they're eating. There's a computer talking to you like the HAL 9000. This is all being designed to control us. A surveillance prison. The head of the CIA said it 4 months ago. He said, yeah, we're watching you through your appliances. You try to go buy new appliances, all of them are the new smart appliances that, oh, it ties into your smart meter and your smart house. Hey, I don't want that. They're super annoying, incredibly annoying, and you're being tracked because when you go buy the dishwasher, you go buy the computer, the cell phone, the clock radio, you're paying in the cost for the tech mandated to be put in there to track you. And I've talked to a lot of different top scientists on this subject, and they pointed out that a big part of this surveillance system is why a lot of tech doesn't work well. It's why Microsoft products don't work well, because it doesn't work well because it's got so many back doors in it. It's sending data back the entire time to Microsoft, back to Google. I mean, Google admits they got caught. I told you they were doing this years ago. I told you they were set up by the NSA and CIA in 1998. That's all come out mainstream news. We had a CIA retired agent on who got so many threats over it, he's refused to ever come back on, David Steele. In fact, I want to get David Steele back on. He said maybe later. Hadn't been on in like 5 years. I want him back on. And Dr. Stallman said he would come back on when he got back from Europe and China trip, one of the inventors of open source. He doesn't like to call it Linux. He calls it something else when you use that term. I'm not really a tech guy. The point is, yeah, GNU. The point is that this is a takeover. Okay, so and the media always acts like I'm anti-science. No, it's the opposite. I love technology. I love aircraft. I love cars. I love tech. I love smartphones. I love it. But I don't like the fact that it's all designed to track and control me, and back doors are built into it that I'm paying for. You're paying for the technology that's put in there, mandated by the different Telecommunications Act. And by the way, we're under a global government already to a great extent. This is standardized worldwide. You know, you've finally seen a big hubbub made about the Chinese tech built with all these back doors. Guys, you put that on screen, people won't believe it. That almost all the microchips made in China have back doors built in it. And all these Republican senators have gotten upset on an investigation because there's spy tech in the B-2 bombers, and there's spy tech in the new, you know, F-18s, and there's spy tech in the new helicopters and kill switches. And the Chinese came out and said, these are specifications you requested. I'm not defending the communist Chinese leadership. The point is that that's global. It's not just the Chinese that are building tech with kill switches and back doors. It's all got it. It's all got it because the globalists want it in there. Yeah, there it is. DefenseTech.org. Proof that military chips from China are infected. Security backdoor found in China-made U.S. military chip. Information age. Backdoor in made-in-China computer chips threatens U.S. military. Taipei Times. Backdoor found in Chinese-made U.S. chips. /. InfoWars. Security backdoor found in Chinese-made U.S. chips. Alex Jones. On and on and on and on and on and on. Now, like, where is my stupid tracker phone? This little piece of technology where I can check the weather when I'm out on the road, where I can keep in touch with my family, where I can shoot videos and upload them on the road of what's going on, it's a great double-edged sword. Just like Facebook. Hey, we know it's an enemy platform. We use it because that's where the battle is. If you won't engage in the battle space, you're going to lose very quickly. But you better be aware of the battle space. And all of you out there that are in PSYOP who think you're so cool, you're a victim of your own PSYOP. This system, in their own words, plans on killing you and your family once this is in place. So that is so foolish to think that you're on a winning team just because you know all of this. What, does it make it okay that you know that there's a global government forming and sending its electronic tentacles into everything to track and control society and turn off resources and then start systematic soft kill operations? They're going to accelerate those. I mean, if you think that's cute and funny, if you think it's, I mean, look right here. I keep showing this every day the last couple months. Harvard study confirms fluoride reduces children's IQ. Fox News, food consumer, you name it. Reduces IQ massively, 10 to 20 points depending on what variant of type of fluoride and how much, depending on the city, and causes massive cancer increases and all sorts of other nasty things. They do this in the 20s. Again, did you get a memo, PSYOP officers in corporations and in the Marines and in the Army and in the Department of Defense and at DARPA? Did you get a memo not to drink this? The answer is, no, you didn't get a memo, you idiots. What, you think you're going to shell out to a technocracy that's killing people and letting the troops use DU? That's a death sentence. But you're going to play along in the system and get your pension and go play golf? You're idiots. You're morons. You cannot make a deal with an evil of this magnitude. And it just goes on to say doctors want everybody to have all pills, over-the-counter, you name it, need to have chips so they can monitor you and track you because of drug abuse. Yeah, they push all their toxic drugs on people, get them addicted, and now say everybody's got to eat microchips. They've already found most Americans that are having autopsies done already have nanotech in their brain. Oh, you think that's an accident? They've already got vaccines introduced and tests on troops that are coming back like zombies that wipe out emotion. Your free will destroyed, basically lobotomized. They call it the anti-stress vaccine. The point of this technology is not to say you're being a bad patient. The point is to have accurate data. So, and that's the doublespeak. It is saying we're going to track you as a patient. Co-founder of the company, Chief Medical Officer George Savage, said, the swallower sensor is linked to a skin patch worn in a patient's torso, which captured the report sent by the sensor about the size of a grain of salt. The sensor has no battery or antenna and is activated when it gets wet from stomach juices. That completes a circuit between coatings of copper and magnesium on the other side, turning a tiny electrical voltage for a few minutes. This is just the first gen of all this. And it goes through basically making the patients all take these and where all that's going. Let me add, too, this is all quack stuff. Just like they've proven the lie detectors are a fraud, they now have these brain scans at airports saying, you know, you're a killer or you're this or that. That's all a fraud. A scientist successfully hacked brain to obtain private data. It sounds like something out of a Johnny mnemonic, but scientists have successfully been able to hack a brain with a device that's easily available on the open market. Researchers from the University of California, University of Oxford in Geneva figured out a way to pluck sensitive information from a person's head, such as PIN numbers and bank information. And it goes over it. Ladies and gentlemen, let's just stop right there. Let me tell you how to hack the brain. The Pentagon actually has documents called Hacking the Brain. The Brain Has No Firewalls from the 80s. Look it up. Full Spectrum Dominance, The Brain and Beyond. Just look it up. Your eyes are brain tissue. They grew out of your brain in the embryonic development. It hacks the brain when you look at something. Your brain is now accessing that information. You show a man an attractive naked woman, it hacks the brain. You show somebody images of ice water when they're in the desert, it hacks the brain. So understand, ladies and gentlemen, the brain doesn't have firewalls. It's wide open. When you're on an unconscious mode and just accept everything you're being told, in a jellyfish mode, suspended disbelief, you are wide open to anything and everything. Now, coming up when we get Doug Hagman, private investigator, advisor to police, military, you name it, when we get Hagman on, his source, NDHS, is saying Obama is, quote, going hot with a false flag. And then we got Steve Quayle joining us to expand on that. We'll also intersperse a lot of other news, but let me just put this out for you right now. There have been four different Democratic Party fundraising memos that went out saying, don't worry, even if the Republican nominee ends up beating Obama in polls, there's just going to be a staged event. There's going to be a new Oklahoma City or 9/11. We're going to blame it on the Tea Party. Also, Robert Shapiro, the famous lawyer, Clinton and Obama advisor, wrote that in the Financial Times of London. He said, without an Oklahoma City or 9/11, Obama's gone. Yeah, I mean, they say they're neck and neck, Obama and Romney. And sure, it doesn't matter at one level, but the system, the crime syndicate behind Obama wants to stay in power. Okay? And when they openly say, without a terror attack, we're done, you have to look at that and say, wow, they may do this. And they've been setting the stage now to shift from Al-Qaeda to domestic groups in the media since I've been reporting this the last 3 years and since Glenn Beck a year and a half ago, right before he left Fox News, warned people that they were preparing to blame him. Well, if you actually read Media Matters, it's me and Beck and anybody else they don't like. And even though Beck is somewhat controlled opposition from the right-wing quarter, because the globalists have to have a right wing to control, still the real heart of the global system is what they call liberal. It's not liberal at all, but that's the core of the ideology, is what we know of as establishment liberals. So they see people from Glenn Beck, Michael Savage, and then going out more towards real media, you know, Matt Drudge, Alex Jones, they see us as in one camp and are going after us. So I want to play this clip here of Glenn Beck a year and a half ago talking about how they're talking about staging events. Here it is.
Why does the left need this violence? Well, listen to a clip from a Democratic pollster, Mark Penn, happened just the other day, and yet no one pays attention to it. How can the left win the country? Watch.
Cabinets don't really sell things. President himself has to reconnect with the people. Remember, President Clinton reconnected through Oklahoma, yeah, right? And the president right now seems removed. And it wasn't until that speech that he re-clicked with the American public. Obama needs a similar kind of
event. You think words will work for... Obama needs a similar kind of event. Oh, like Oklahoma City. If only Barack Obama can have the opportunity to speak to America after another Oklahoma City-type event, then he'll politically be in good shape. Wow. Now, according to Drummond Pike, the founder of Tides, who, Drummond, I hope you watch this week because, oh, it's all coming undone this week. I will be the guy who causes the next Oklahoma City. This is, in a letter, an appeal to advertisers of Fox. Dear Fox advertisers, read this part of it. No one, left, right, center, wants to see another Oklahoma City. The next assassin may succeed. If so, there will be blood on many hands. They are setting up another Oklahoma City. They are claiming that one is coming, and they've already marked the one who caused it. But don't you miss Wednesday's show? I show you violence and the pressure.
Again, the reason I show you this is I've pioneered exposing the false flag for 17 years. That's why I got into media, was I knew Oklahoma City was a staged event. I saw the newscasts that were aired here locally. People got the tapes from Oklahoma. I watched them on Access Television. That was the last straw. The point is, it's good news that now Larry Pratt's come out and said Obama could be staging these shootings because he staged Fast and Furious. People wouldn't even be able to recognize Fast and Furious as a false flag if we hadn't done this, and yet if you hadn't got the word out. Now Michael Savage talks like this. Glenn Beck does. Rush Limbaugh does. This is what will stop false flag, is recognizing it exists. The devil's greatest trick was convincing the world he didn't exist. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Ban has allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
So we have private investigator, advisor to state police, the feds, you name it. I found he's got some pretty good information. Doug Hagman, he's got a Homeland Security source that dovetails with all the police officers you've heard call in and say all Hades, they've been told, is going to break loose in late October, early November. October surprise. Is that the Iran war? Staged terror attacks where Homeland Security claims the Tea Party's working with Iran? They are now saying that in Army reports. Iran and Al-Qaeda. And you're like, that's ridiculous. Well, that's because you're a Tea Party person and you know how Islamophobic they are. You can use that term. I mean, the average Tea Party person thinks Muslims are hiding under the table. That new 2016 movie that's out basically says Obama's a secret Muslim who's anti-colonial is selling us out to him. Homeland Security says, I mean, this is scrambled PSYOP, that group is working with the Muslims. Hey, let me tell you, they blow up the city and say it, the general public will get in line. Some Tea Party people will denounce their neighbor who's Tea Party and say, they must be Al-Qaeda too. Don't put anything past them. Because, see, people get caught up in the hype. They get caught up in the pageantry of putting the American flags out and getting all angry. And it's all over the news and it's exciting. We got hit by terrorists. I mean, it's like a little sick event. Just like 9/11 and other events were staged. And we will lose our country with this fake terror if we don't wake up to it. Because it isn't just Obama that ships guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment. And it isn't just Clinton that staged Oklahoma City. The evidence is legion. Okay? It's a lot bigger than that. The globalists that control our government are financing and protecting terrorists. Just like with NATO running Al-Qaeda right now. Publicly. And taking families and threatening to kill their kids if daddy doesn't drive a truck into the police checkpoint full of explosives. And then they get on the news and say, the citizens are so mad they're suicide bombing Assad. Foreigners out of Saudi Arabia, backed by our criminal government, which is an illegitimate criminal enterprise now, are suicide bombing with Al-Qaeda. While saying the Tea Party, the army is being taught, is going to link up with Al-Qaeda. I know this sounds crazy, because it is. The globalists are going into a takeover phase right now, the likes of which I've never seen. So when our guest says DHS is going hot, Obama false flag coming, I'm going to Twitter out that video from last night. It's so important. It's on Infowars.com. We better look out. Now, here's Michael Savage 2 years ago. Love him or hate him, I appreciate the courage here to come out and say this. He said this 5 times I know of, because the clips are on YouTube, that you look out, the White House close to the election, if they get in trouble, will stage a Reichstag false flag. Here it is.
Now I'll make another prediction. I predict that very soon Obama will create a crisis along the lines of the Reichstag fire. I don't know what form it will take, but I believe that once the minions are seen for what they are, Rahm Emanuel and his gang will set off a Reichstag fire in this country of some kind, and they will recall the military dictatorship of Lincoln and Stanton during the Civil War when civilian suspects were arrested without warrant. I will tell you as I sit here, I fear that every night as I go to sleep. I put nothing past these agitators who have suddenly seized control of the most powerful economy.
And he goes on to say he thinks ear gun trained terrorists are in the White House and lists some of the people. That, of course, was the group that used terrorism to create Israel. Ladies and gentlemen, the issue here is the White House advisors are all saying this. That's why Savage was warning, because when they start openly bragging, basically this broadcast, if I'm proud of anything, forced this out in the open, so made it safer for other people to talk about it. Now, Hagman's law enforcement source in the federal government, I'll just leave it at that, is saying that they're decided to go hot, that Obama is going to stage a false flag. He's even got names. So we are going to go to break and come back with him and go over this. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for truth seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at Infowars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at Infowars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.